As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
It's Discorder's 33rd birthday, and we're giving you a present. Discorder TV, a new YouTube miniseries that will bring you interviews and other video content with local bands. We're celebrating our birthday with the Discorder TV launch party on February 10th at the Lido.
We've got DJ Roman Total 17 providing the tunes, and of course, our birthday party is 19 plus and free. Special thanks to the Lido and Vivo Media Arts for sponsoring the event.
In celebration of Black History Month, the African Descent Society will be holding a forum on February 20th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at East Hastings Ray Cam Community Center. The forum will feature panel discussions and presentations by professors, MLAs, UN workers, and other experts who will be discussing a variety of topics, including racial discrimination, immigration and refugees, and a special honoring of the historical Black community of Hogan's Alley. There will also be music, drum circles, food, crafts, poetry, storytelling, and a heritage walk tour. So come and join this forum on February 20th.
I'm standing here. Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am one of the hosts of this show. The first song that you heard just now was the track Betsy on the Roof by Julia Holter. That is off of her album Have You in My Wilderness that came out back in September of this, or not this year, of 2015. And yeah, what an incredible album. Julia Holter played at the Cobalt last night, and I went to it, and it was a really incredible show. It was really I think one of my favorite parts of it was the fact that there actually weren't any guitars in her band. Julia plays the piano, and then she had a drummer and somebody on the upright bass, stand-up bass, and then a woman on an electric viola. And they were all kind of seemed like each musician was in their own little world, but everything came together so perfectly. So yeah, it was a really, really, really good show. And that entire album, Have You in My Wilderness, is really fantastic. So definitely give it a listen if you haven't yet. Also, Circuit des You opened for her, which is the project of Haley Four, and she was solo, up on stage solo, and she had a 12-string guitar, and that was really incredible to watch. I think, like, 6-string guitars are hard enough, so 12-string, very impressive, very nice, but yeah, it was great. So, I hope everybody's having a wonderful Friday and is excited for the weekend, which is upon us almost. There's lots of great stuff happening this weekend, including the thing that I'm most excited for, which is the Shindig finale tonight at Pat's Pub. Oh my gosh. So, as many of you maybe know, CITR has a Battle of the Bands contest. Shindig starts in October, and 27 bands compete. And each night a band gets knocked out. And tonight it is the finals. And so we have three really, really great bands, Late Spring, Walgren, and the Psychic Alliance playing. And then people will vote and one of them will win a bunch of great prizes. Actually, the other two win prizes as well. So that's going to be really fun. It's happening at Pat's Pub, which is on Hastings. And the first band is on at 9:30. So that's going to be great. Also, there is a tradition that the Shindig finale is a black tie affair. So if you're coming, feel free to dress up. It's a lot of fun. But Shindig tonight is a little bit tinged with a little bit of sadness because the host, who has hosted for the last 15 years, I think, Ben Lai, tonight is his last night hosting. So there's going to be a really big celebration for that as well. That should be a lot of fun. And when I was thinking about Shindig and it being Ben, the end of Ben hosting, like, I've been involved at CITR for about 3 years now, and so this is the third Shindig I think I've experienced. And I was thinking back to the first ones that I went to, and that was back in 2013, and what bands were playing then. And I'm going to play one of them right now because I really liked them. And they made it to the semifinals, but they didn't win. And I still didn't really know that much about CITR at this time. And I didn't really know Ben very well. And but it's just funny to look back and see how much has changed. So the band that I'm going to play, they're called Hooves. They no longer exist. The people who formed the band do not live in Vancouver anymore. But it was comprised of people who were formerly on CITR student executive. So as a young up-and-comer for the exec, I thought they were super, super cool. So this band is called Hooves, and I'm going to play the track Moves Like Caddy off of their Dear Nevada EP.
I told you that it's true. I know likes you. Everyone I know likes to be alone.
That was the track Kiss Me in a Casket by Walgren, who is a Vancouver-based musician. And before that, you heard the track Moves Like Caddy by the band Hooves. You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Eleanor. And I played those tracks because both of those bands are related to CITR Shindig, which is having its finale tonight at Pat's Pub. $6, first band at 9:30. And Walgren is one of those bands that is playing tonight. And Hooves is not playing tonight, but they played at the first Shindig I ever went to a couple of years back. So, yeah. Come out. Come say bye to Ben Lai. Come tell a really great jokes for beer. Just come generally have a good time. The other bands playing are Late Spring and the Psychic Alliance, so should be really, really, really great. Okay, next up, we've got a track that Erica, my co-host, picked out. She is not here, but will probably be joining me in a little while. This track is called 1080p, and it is by the New York or Ithaca, New York based artist Samus, which is the project of Enongo Lumumba Kasongo. Hopefully I said that close to being right. And she's, yeah, she's a producer and an MC. She's from New York. And her name, Samus, is this take on a video game character, Samus, which I don't know anything about. But the video for this song has been dropped or released by Afropunk. So you can go check that out online. And this song is the first single from her forthcoming EP, which will come out in March. And yeah, it's really great. So hope you enjoy.
I'm kinda scared of the academy. I think that my parents are proud of me. I just wish I knew how to be comfortable here. I never feel like I'm allowed to breathe. Rubbing shoulders with these old nerds. Rocking sweater vests in their office hours. Eating hors d'oeuvres while I soul search. Trying to make some sense of the ivory tower. Feeling sober. Am I just a coward or a poser? I don't really doubt it or a soldier. Books and holsters, but the setting sucks. I can't fight the power cause they write books. Nobody reads for these white folks that they trying to please. Recycle all the right quotes, trying to cite blokes, say my cup of tea, eating Chex Mix, feeling helpless. I really miss my fucking ex, it's such a mind fuck, cause we never talk, yet we still share a fucking Netflix. And every day I apologize to the poor kid that we never had. The emotion of the whole thing make me so sick. It's fucking sad, what you don't get is how focused that I had to be, cause you couldn't provide. Mad at me cause I'm losing my mind. Had to leave at a terrible time. Prednisone, I could barely breathe. Now the pressure gone, but I barely sleep. So I ring the phone, but you don't respond. Had to put myself in some therapy. Now my therapist, she take care of me. Yeah. Like Sierra Mist, things are clear to see. Now I'm seeing the word in 1080p. Yeah. Now I'm seeing my word in 1080p.
Give me a call when you can. I hope you're doing fine. Well, considering the situation, but at least there's clarity on certain things. You have explanation of the strange, unusual behavior.
Been a few months since the last verse. Since I called you bad words, I went ahead and got my master's. I trimmed the last of my relaxers, so my fro big, got some more gigs. My cell phone says I'm roaming, cause I'm on tour. I want more, forget home, so I go big. I was taking pills up in the bathroom, ended up alone in grad school. I'm Mario, I busted ass, but my prize is sitting in another castle. In a tight spot, trying to disappear, I will write songs for my friends to hear. I'm trying to keep my lights on, I'm a Nikon, that was crystal clear. Opportunity is at my doorstep, so I'm moving back up on the horse leg. It's the first time I ever wore specs, now I do my thing like life's a Rorschach. I see things nobody sees, since my bee stings turned to double D's. I'm conceding that my feelings is amazing, now I'm loving me. I could give it up, but where's the fun in that? Gotta live it up or you will never laugh. Life's a box of chocolates with a lot of options. Gotta keep it rocking like a rumble pack. The first letter of your first name makes your name emerge when I search things. And it hurts me, but I guarantee that without you, I'm a better me. Now I see the past with some clarity, yeah. Glad I took my ass to some therapy. Now I'm seeing the world in 1080p. Now I'm seeing my world in 1080p.
Telling you I love you when you're taking from me part, and then cutting relation when following the advice of these people. So it's not easy. But at least you have that sense of your worth is protected. It's not playing with your heart at will, struggling, okay? Doesn't admit your own pain, but at least you have a sense of what is going on, okay? Give me a call, sugar.
Ha 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 ha
Considering going abroad to study, work, intern, or volunteer? Mark Thursday, February 25th in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center to find out more. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
What's up, everybody? This is Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Eleanor, one of the hosts of Femme Concept, bringing you some fresh and some old FemCon tracks today. For those of you who don't know, FemCon is a label that we use here at CITR to indicate music that has people who identify as female involved in its creation. So every piece of music has four categories, and those categories are that the music itself was composed by someone who identifies as female, the lyrics were written, the song was produced, or it was performed. And all of those, you have to have two of those four categories fulfilled by someone who self-identifies as female in order to make a FemCon track. And here on FemConcept, as you may guess, Erica and I play 100% FemCon because we think it's important to give more attention and raise awareness around the fact that the music industry is not equally balanced when it comes to men and women who make music and get attention for making that music and get accolades and awards and just general airtime even. So yeah, that's what we do on this show. So everything that we play is FemCon. We think it's really important. We hope you do too. Before the little break there, you heard the song Stillness is the Move. That was a cover of the Dirty Projectors song, and that cover was by Solange. She hasn't released anything new in a while, but fingers crossed we're going to hear some new stuff soon. And before that, it was the track 1080p by New York-based artist Samus. Really fantastic, fantastic groovy track. Really can't wait to hear the rest of that album when it comes out in March. All right, so we've got about half an hour of the show left. Please stay tuned in. Right now, do something a little bit different. So over the last 5 or 6 months, I have been working on a radio documentary for CITR's UBC 100 documentary series, which basically is a project that the radio has taken on to showcase the history of the University of British Columbia using a bunch of digital, or our audio reel-to-reels that have been digitized. So we have old reels from radio dating back to, I think, like the earliest one is 1950, and people are making radio documentaries using that audio. So I made one, and it is about the history, or a history, of conversations around sexism and sexual violence here at the university. And it aired on CITR at 4 p.m. yesterday. Very exciting. Put a lot of hours and time into it. It was the first radio documentary I've ever made, and it was definitely a really great experience, but I learned a lot about myself and about how hard it is to make radio documentaries. So right now, I'm not going to play a lot of it, but I'm going to play about the first 5 minutes to give you a little taste and maybe hopefully hook your interest. And then if you want to go hear the whole thing, you can just go find that full episode on our website, www.citr.ca. And it should be, you can just search in radio documentaries. My documentary is called Waiting for Godiva, Conversations about Sexism at UBC from 1980 to 2013. But there are also three other docs up right now. One is about, one is called Queer Decade. It's about LGBTQ movements from, I think, about 1990 to 2000. One's about grunge music in Vancouver, and one's about the peace movement. So they're all really fantastic. I'd really encourage you to check them out. And yeah, so we're going to play the first few minutes of my documentary, and I hope you enjoy it. Every year, at the beginning of February, the UBC Engineering Undergraduate Society holds their Engineering Week, a tradition with various events that has existed almost as long as UBC itself. Over the last 100 years, many of the engineers' stunts and events have gained a fair amount of attention, but for me, there is one tradition that stands apart from the rest: the Lady Godiva Ride. If you were born after 1990, or you aren't an engineering student, chances are you've never heard of the Lady Godiva Ride. Fortunately, in the 1980s, student journalists covered the event at length, as it had become a major source of controversy on campus. Here's some tape from a new show in 1986 that might help you to understand why.
There's been a large amount of controversy regarding the engineers' Lady Godiva Ride, which will be taking place on the UBC campus February 4th. The 35-year-old tradition comes from the legend of Lady Godiva, who rode naked through the streets of her village in order to shame her husband, the mayor, and force him to change his repressive laws. All the villagers turned their backs so they could not see, except for one man, who was named Peeping Tom. Legend claims that he was immediately struck blind by God for his mistake. In the early years of the ride, there was little media coverage and little interest in...
I was pretty shocked when I first listened to this tape. I tried to imagine this happening. A naked woman riding a horse across campus. I tried to imagine something like this happening now, in 2016, and I just could not see it. But this made me wonder. Just because you can't see something, does that mean it's not there? Sure, there's no longer a naked woman riding a horse across the UBC campus each February. But in the past 30 years, have the conversations sparked by the Lady Godiva Ride, conversations about sexism and sexual violence, have they changed? My name is Eleanor Waring, and you are listening to Waiting for Godiva, Conversations about Sexism at UBC, a documentary produced for CITR's An Audio Evolution of UBC project. When I first learned about the Lady Godiva Ride, a few things became clear. The first was that opinions about the ride varied, a lot. While many students protested the ride as an overt act of sexism, many others, mostly engineers, defended it as a show of engineering spirit, protected by their right to freedom of expression. There were also a number of students who knew the ride happened, but who were essentially indifferent to it. They didn't support it, but they also did nothing to try to stop it. The second thing I realized was that this mix of opinions made it really difficult to get down to the basics of the ride itself. To solve this problem, I spoke to Bill Richardson, the Engineering Undergraduate Society historian. Bill studied engineering at UBC in the early 80s when the ride was at its most controversial.
The Godiva ride was basically a parade. It was traditionally held on Tuesday lunchtime of Engineering Week, which is usually the second week of February. And it goes back a long way, at least to the 50s and 40s. For a while, they would have a symbolic ride, you know, with usually a nursing student, and she'd wear an engineering sweater, and then, you know, into the 60s.
All right, so that was the first 5 minutes of my radio documentary, which you can go listen to the rest of on CITR.ca. That was the band Moss Lime with the track Rock Paper from their album Zoo du Québec, which came out this past December on Telephone Explosion Records on vinyl and on cassette via Atelier Sizzle. And before you heard that track, you heard the song Tugboat, a Galaxy 500 cover by the band Carla Sagan. And they are based out of Montreal, just as are Moss Lime. And at the top of that set, it was the track Warm by the band Dog Name. And they are from Canberra, Australia. So throwing it across the pond for that one. Their Dog Name's album, their self-titled album, came out a few weeks back, January 8th, on Cinnamon Records. It's really nice little album, so definitely go give it a listen if you were into that. All right, so we've reached almost the end of Femme Concept for today, but do not go anywhere. We have Radio Zero coming up next, guaranteed to make you dance more or feel like dancing or grooving more than you ever thought possible on a Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. And then after Radio Zero, we've got Nardwar, the Human Serviette, back on the airwaves today, and then the news at 5 p.m. So yeah, don't go anywhere. There are a few other great things happening this weekend, apart from the Shindig finale, that I want to give shouts out to. The first is tomorrow at the Heartwood Cafe. There's an event called Grandmamas. Artists and activists talk about their grandmothers, mothers, sisters, daughters, and chosen family. And all of the money, it's a fundraiser, and the door tickets are $10 to $15 on a sliding scale. And all of the money raised at that fundraiser goes towards the Warriors Organizing Women, or WOW, and the Downtown Eastside Women's Center to support the organization of the annual February 14th Women's Memorial March. And that's happening, of course, February 14th, next weekend. So I would really encourage you, even if you can't go to this event on Saturday night, to maybe consider making a donation to the march, because it's a really important thing that happens. And one of the things that they need every year to make it happen is not just people power, but money. And every little bit counts. So yeah, do what you can. And so that's happening tomorrow evening, and then tomorrow night later on, there is a really fantastic show happening at Redgate. It's Joe Past's tape release, so we've got Joe Past, and he also has Gal Grayson joining him, as well as some of our favorites, Supermoon and Swim Team. All of these bands are from Vancouver, which is great. And to end the show today, I thought I'd play a track by Swim Team off of their album Freedom Constraint. Just go. go listen to this whole thing. And then when you're done listening to it, listen to it again. And then again, because I've done that and you just get more into it every single time.
Hello. I'm here for the last 5 minutes. I am the other co-host of this show. My name is Erica.
Yeah. Just wanted to, do you want to throw in a comment?
About?
What I'm about to play?
About swim team.
Yeah.
They are a fantastic new band in this city. Mm-hmm. Highly recommended. Freedom Constraint came out in December. They've got a lot more going, I think. I think also the synthesis of the album, like how it's organized,
yeah,
is incredibly,
oh, yeah,
thought out, well planned, and the transitions are fantastic, like having interludes,
yeah,
so key.
Yeah.
And the ending with Mega C is just,
it's
absolutely
great.
Beautiful. I feel very privileged to know those individuals and, yeah, to be able to work with them and learn from them.
Yeah, and to get to see them tomorrow night. Whee! Oh, it's such a great lineup. So yeah, so that's at Redgate. It's $5. Starts at 9, which means the first band probably go on at like 11 Redgate time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So keep
Redgate
that in mind.
Time is different than normal time.
But yeah, so come out, support Vancouver, it's a bit local music scene. Pay to see your friends, make art, make music, you know, keep the city great. Let's keep having things to do and yeah, and come to Shindig tonight and come say hi. It's gonna,
yeah,
be really fun.
It's gonna be really great.
Everyone's gonna be dressed up. It's gonna be hard to recognize them.
Yeah, CITR is pretty, we're usually
cash.
We run with business casual.
Yeah,
we run with casual Fridays, except Monday to Friday.
Yeah,
casual.
Exactly. All right, so this is the track Tell by Swim Team. Thanks for listening. We will catch you next week. Very special episode next week. Stefana Fertilla, local artist, is playing a piece, a project that is part of her master's thesis defense. So that's going to be absolutely wicked. Really hyped.
Stoked.
Yeah. Enjoy this. Have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. And we will see you there or see you on another time.